My name is Lawrence Reyes, and we are convening a continuation meeting. Today is December the 7th, and we are going to call December the 7th, and this is the PNB Elections Committee in the continuation meeting. I'm going to ask the Secretary Pro Tem Janine Rome from KPFK to please take the role.
Okay, Bill Crozier. Susan DeSilva.
Here.
Thank you. William Hairwagon.
Here, present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Okay, present. Bill Crozier.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Present, do you hear me?
Yep.
I'm not muted. Yeah, present.
Don Rose. Janine Roan, that's me, I'm present. Akio Tanaka. Andrea Turner. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Thank you. Dee Dee Halleck. So we have 6 people present out of 11. Members.
Okay, so that is quorum, fortunately. So I'd like to move to have a time certain to end this meeting. I know Vanessa's on the East Coast, William's on the East Coast. So it is 9:23 on the East Coast. So I'd like us to adjourn by, if possible, sorry about the kid that rides Hot Wheel around the block all the time when I'm on the call. I'd like to adjourn hopefully by 10:30. Is that reasonable? Okay, hearing no objections, we have a time certain for 10:30. Janine, did you put together an agenda, or it's just the continuation agenda, right?
Yeah, it's the continuation agenda. I'm trying to forward it right now, but
And I'd like to thank Susan DeSilva for sending out definitions as to what is one, a German definition. And it sounds like we're both correct on both accounts, Susan. Okay. So go ahead, Janine. If you could send the continuation agenda. And so, please mute yourself, Bella. I can hear you talking. Please mute yourself. I can hear noise coming. If you don't have the floor, please mute yourself. Thank you. Or go to a quiet space. So I would like to inform the public that we do take public comment at this meeting after we prioritize the committee members first. And we have agreed to go to public comment before any votes. So, just to let you know. Okay, Janine, have you pulled up the continuation agenda yet?
I hit the send button. I can start okay. Reading it for the live stream anyway.
Yes, please. Yes.
Call to order, number one. Number two, identify voter of volunteer secretary. 3, attendance and establishment of quorum. 4, although this is a continuation meeting. 4, election of pro tem chair. 5, set time certain to adjourn. 6, report from NES, including Q&A. 7, items requested from NES from committee before she is relieved of position. 8 is public comment. 9, new business. 10, set next meeting date. 11, review action items, assignments, 12, adjourn.
Okay, thank you, Secretary Janine Rome. So I guess we identify who would like to volunteer to be pro tem secretary. Okay, in
Janine.
That case, thank you, Janine. Are there any other volunteers or nominations? Okay, so we have established quorum. Are there any nominations or volunteers for election of pro temp chair? Okay, then in that case, by default, I will continue. We did set a time certain for 10:30 Eastern time. Now we go to a report from the NES. From what I understand, this committee has agreed to put a final report together to send to the NES, the IED, and the PNB, and also post it to the other speeds as well. Janine, do you have an update on that?
An update on, no, I don't have a report from her. I don't know whether anybody else.
No, I'm talking about, our final report as a committee.
Oh, yeah. I think I wrote to you. It's just a humongous job, and I wasn't able to get a draft. I mean, I'm working off the one that was sent in September, but then I'm adding, I transcribed all the meetings, and I'm having to compile that. So I had reached out to the task force to see if anybody could help me, and maybe they do this next coming up week.
Okay. So it's a work in progress, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Thank you. The next thing is, I still have not received, as a director on the PNB, I still have not received a final report from the National Metric Supervisor. I did ask when that was forthcoming, and I was told by Pacifica Counsel Arthur Schwartz in open session that he was going to reach out to the NES in regards to the status of that final report. I have called Arthur Schwartz to find out if there's an update on it, and I left him a message, so I'm still waiting for a return call. But what I will do, I will follow up again tomorrow and give him another call. So that's where that's at. Are there any comments or questions? Okay. Are there any motions? Any motions that anyone wants to make in regards to the business of this committee? Okay.
This is Janine.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'm sending right now as a reference the what we sent to the PNB secretary that was not passed by the PNB, and this was the motion from November 4th, and it did ask certain things of the PNB. One was to ensure all the candidate statements remain publicly available on the national website for at least 4 years, and then also that the full election report be made available on the Pacifica website, and that all previous election balloting reports from this contractor be available on the Pacifica website. And then also we ask that the PNB instruct the IED to require the NES to provide that the PNB and Elections Committee to provide them with the previously requested traffic reports for all five stations, including the informational candidate statement and forums, cleaned mailing lists for each station, clean mailing lists, including how many returned and opened, and a list of the submitted ballot requests with what actions were taken to remedy, and a list of violations submitted regarding fair campaign provisions. So that was voted down at the PNB. I just wanted to bring that up because if this is a continuation meeting, it was on our last, it was on our agenda from the 30th. So it was number 7.
Okay. In addition to the motion not prevailing, I was told that most of those reports and that data is archived on kpftx.org. So I don't know if anyone has had the opportunity to check that. I haven't, because I've been mercilessly working like a dog. So are there any concerns or any questions to add to what Janine just said? Any directors wish to speak in regards to the previous motion that did not pass at the PNB? Okay.
The public, Mr. Chair.
Please state your name when you ask for the
statement. That was the public. The public is asking if they
Bella.
Can speak now.
Not yet, Bella. Not yet. Please, public, be patient with me. Work with me, okay? Please be patient.
Well, I'm not a PNB director, but I do have questions about what you just said their response was.
I have a question.
Who's that, Susie?
Susie.
Go ahead. I'm gonna go to Susie because she hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, so the motion failed, but did I understand you correct to say that all that we requested should be all the data that we requested should be at kpft.org?
No, kpftx.org.
Oh, X.
In the archives. Yeah.
So we can go there and everything we requested, we will find there, correct?
Right. And if you don't find it there, go to pacifica.legends.org. That's what I was told. Hold on, Janine. I'll go to you next.
Janine again. Bring you.
Yeah, that's what I was told by the chair of the PNB, Ida Steinberg, that all of that stuff, all the historical data, for lack of a better word, I don't like to gender my words, but for lack of a better word, all of that is archived on pacifica.elections.org in regards to elections. And then the other stuff is also archived on kpftx.org. Does that answer your question, Susie?
Yes, but what did you say that it was also, it's at kpftx.org and it's at pacificaelections.org and did you say
Pacifica.elections. Pacifica.elections.org.
No, it's elections.pacifica.org.
Okay, thank you, Bella, that sounded like you. All right, does that clarify for you, Susie?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Janine. I believe you wanted to be heard on this.
Yes, I'm there right now. I did go to KPFTX, and it doesn't have it. It just says, waiting. It's not bringing anything up. When you go to the elections portion of KPFTX, so I don't know whether anyone else is having that same result, but that's the result I'm having. And then when I go to Pacifica Elections at pacifica.org, it has the results of the election, but it doesn't, I mean, what we're asking for is very specific. We're asking for confirmation that it will be left up. We're also asking for the traffic reports. I guess I could, on behalf of the Elections Committee, correspond with the different GMs, and try to get them myself for us. That specific request came from me because I know that we only got 1 week out of the 4 weeks after we asked for traffic reports. We only got 1 week, and I don't even think we got all the stations. So,
okay. So let me know when you're done, Janine. Then
and so that would be: do we need to restate this a certain way, which is, what I'm thinking, like what was working about this and what wasn't, and maybe we can restate it and forward it again as another motion. Maybe there's a different whereas.
Okay, that's something that's on the table. So, as well as emailing the GMs, I would also suggest that when you're emailing the GMs that you CC or copy the National Election Supervisor, the Interim Executive Director, and the PNB. So we're contemplating another motion to restate while we are requesting, right, Janine? Is that what you contemplate?
Well, the PNB directors on this committee would know better than me. Like, what do we think could be done to get this information from the NES instead of us fishing around for it, and we won't get all of it.
Okay, so this is my candid response to that. My candid response to that is that it's highly unlikely that we probably get anything passed this PNB. And it's somewhat, for lack of a final report from the National Election Supervisor, maybe the reason, and this is being generous, maybe a reason why the final report is not in yet, because she's collecting that data to submit her final report. But I think a more simplified version of stating the specific needs of what we want from the report, and maybe if we stay away from instructing or directing, and we put whereas, that might be a little bit more, that may create more standing. I heard somebody wanting the floor.
Bella from the public.
Hold on, Bella. I'm gonna go to the public soon. I'm still okay. Dealing with committee business. Hold on, Janine. Susie? I heard somebody. Go ahead, Susan.
So I'm thinking that
this is Susie, it's not Susan.
Susie Moreno.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Susie.
So what I'm thinking is, we sent this motion asking for these documents, specific documents. They are told us and sent us in writing that where to look for it. We've gone there. It's not there. So they're not being honest with us, or they're leading us around, but we want to know exactly what's going on. You know, are you still working on it? Is there a definite day that we can go to those sites and find the reports? They need to give us something definite.
Thank you, Susie. Good point. Anyone else from the committee before I go to the public?
William?
Yeah, William? Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I don't know what we're exactly asking for, but whatever it is, it has to go, I believe, through the Interim Executive Director. Can't come from the committee.
No, the request has, I agree with you, William. The request has to be made by the Interim Executive Director.
Okay, thank you.
But it should go to the PNB and to the National Election Supervisor as well.
Okay.
Anyone else from the committee wants to speak before I go to the public? Okay, thank you. Public, I heard Mr. Goldstone was first, Bella, before you asked for the stack. Raymond, do you have the floor? Then I'll go to Bella. Anyone else from the public?
Bruce Grief for the stack.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. You'll be after Bella. Raymond, are you still with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, go ahead, Raymond.
Thank you. I'm very disappointed. In fact, I'm angry at the way you were treated at the board meeting. And I don't think the responses you received were either adequate or true. And I would add, I think that's probably out of ignorance, not stealth, I hope. But nevertheless, the Elections Committee's requests, even in part, have been ignored. And all we can do is what we have done. There is a particular issue that remains with me, and that is, where did those disappeared candidates go? I've read your report to LSV at KPFK, and the answer wasn't there. And frankly, I'm not a New Day Pacific advocate, on the contrary, but I still would like to know what happened. I mean, we had four people running who just disappeared, and I haven't heard about deaths, or I don't know why that's such a bloody difficult question to answer. I'll bring it to an end, particularly in light of the fact that other, if you will, advocates or those endorsed by New Day, were elected. So I don't know how they were distinguished one from another. But we'll never know that unless we see the election results, besides the point at which the NES ended the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond, and I will address your question after the public comment is exhausted. Thank you very much for your empathy. I appreciate it. Bella, and then Bruce.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Janine, for holding this important meeting. When you send someone, first of all, when you send someone to KPFDX, someone that has never been there, you have to explain to them where to go to get past information, and that is to click on archive. Then when they go to archive, they have to look for the exact date and time and title of that specific meeting, so that they can then find it. So just wanted to get that out there. The other thing is that it is not Pacifica Elections. It's elections.pacifica.org. And again, I agree with Janine. Everything that has been cumulative, non-responded to, must be part and parcel, and I said this last time, is an archival that is an audit trail that must be included in our final collective report. This is an archive, very critical, in how to educate, inform, and prevent similar issues from occurring for all future elections. I am appalled as to how this PMB has been behaving, but I am more appalled as to what is coming around the corner. And I am also appalled as to the backroom deals that have been in the works trying to remove and replace the IED, and no public director reports, people that sit on the personnel committee, have made reports as of yet. It is critical and germane to this finding detail of information that we are requesting, because the IED will be, maybe, possibly removed sooner than later. And that will be affecting the further communications that we are trying to ascertain and obtain from the PMB and those in control. Thank you.
Vanessa,
thank you, Bella. Vanessa, I'll go to you after public comment, if that's okay with you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Bruce, hold on, Bruce. Anyone else from the public want to be heard? Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I would resend the motion to the PNB, this, you know, the way that it was, and maybe add you know, whatever we need to add. And at the end say, well, you know, obviously, I guess you didn't hear us last time because, no, I'm serious. You know, you obviously didn't hear us last time. Or as an alternative, Part B, we have a motion for you as a substitute where you can say the PNB is not interested in finding out why the election was as screwed up as it is, period, end of story, because that's really, you know, what we're talking about. The I looked at KPFDX. There's nothing up there waiting, like Janine said. I looked at electionspecifica.org. There's nothing there. And I don't think any of the stuff that, you know, Janine's, that we're talking about is going to be there. I think Arthur's exact words to you were probably, the elections will be archived at those two sites with no specific mention of what will be on those two sites. So I think you need to nail, you know, their feet to the floor and say, okay, so, you know, you took a stand. You decided inaction is action. You decided not to do anything about it. You decided not to fix it for next time. And, you know, put it in the minutes. That's it. I'm done.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Anyone else from the public that wants to be heard that has not been heard? Okay, there were a couple of questions that were directed towards me, but I'm going to go to Vanessa, who hasn't spoken yet. Vanessa, director from WPFW, you have the floor.
Okay, so I'm responding, and I'm not quite sure I heard everything correctly, but there were some comments made about the actions of the personnel committee, which appeared to be stating that the personnel committee is not withholding information, not providing reports about the ED search. I think I heard maybe parts of it, but I was really confused. I'm on the personnel committee, and the personnel committee is, in fact, absolutely providing updated reports to the PND about the status of the ED search to replace an IED who doesn't have the position. So unless I really misunderstood something, I'm not really sure of the relevance of all that. But to respond at a minimum, that it's not true. The personnel committee is absolutely providing updates. So I can only hope I misunderstood.
Okay, Vanessa, are you done?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I think what the public member said was that there's some directors from KPFK who are on the personnel committee have not provided any information in their director's report. I know one director that's being mentioned does not provide a director's report, and there's one that does who's on the personnel committee. I think that's what Bella was referring to. Is that what you're referring to, Bella?
That is correct. Thank you.
Okay, right, my apology. I misunderstood. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, because the personnel committee does report, doing committee reports on the PNB. So let me address some of the questions. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Raymond Goldstone for empathizing, not feeling sorry for me, but for empathizing in my struggle, and because I subscribe to Frederick Douglass when he said that without struggle there is no progress, and I believe Angela Davis also said that. So I will continue to be in the struggle for transparency and democracy. I have been trying to verify and confirm, and I don't want to put any information out that I cannot verify and confirm in regards to why the four New Day candidates disappear. I had provided some information before, but apparently I think That information is going to be provided whenever we get the Natural Election Supervisor's final report. In regards to, it was not Arthur that told me I could find the, that you can find the information that was being requested on those two particular links on Pacifica. But it was, the chair, Alice Steinberg, that said those things are archived. So, what Arthur, I asked Arthur, and what he said was that he was going to communicate, reach out to the National Election Supervisor as to regard to the status of a final report, to the network. I don't know if there was any other questions. I think, I'm doing the best I can, and I appreciate the people that do understand what I'm trying to do. Vanessa is one of them that I could rely on. And there's a couple of other P&B directors that I could rely on to have an open mind, right? So, and that's all I can do. But if this committee decides to put forth a motion, this committee is not my committee. I'm a director for the whole network, not just KPFK. I will motivate and move that motion forward. So with that, I don't know if any other committee members want to address some of the public comments. Okay, Janine, I'll go back to you. Where are you at so far in regards to putting together another motion? Now, let me tell you, if it's the same motion, it will be dilatory. And it would not be entertained, will be ruled out of order, right? That's one of the things I know because it's the same motion. If it's the same motion, then this committee needs to move to reconsider. That's, I believe that's the process. If anybody that's any more knowledgeable or could add to that, then I would defer to them, but I believe, the same motion cannot be entertained again. Unless there's a motion to reconsider. Now, the other difficulty we have is that the next meeting is on December the 16th, which is a special meeting. That isn't. It's what's on the agenda is two items. One item, well, actually three items. One item is to receive resumes and interview affiliate director prospects. Second is to vote on the bylaws, or the proposed bylaw amendments. And the third is two motions from the programming committee that will move to be reconsidered. So it will be difficult to get an additional motion. I will submit it to the secretary, but I don't know if I will have the support of putting a motion on the agenda of a special meeting, because I believe that requires a two-thirds majority. So just to let you know. So any committee members want to be heard?
Janine, to this desk.
Hi, Janine.
So I just forwarded the exact same motion, but into a more easy-to-read format. And what I'm thinking is that I do doubt that it will be addressed during the next meeting. And I also think that it would probably have a negative effect to push for it to be addressed on that particular meeting. So I'm thinking that I would take this in a more easily read format and send it to the, and maybe get the exact wording that Alex gave after the meeting where this was where this failed, and see exactly where to find this information. Then.
So, do you want this motion to be considered tonight? Because if it does not get put on the agenda of the special meeting, it will have to wait to the first Thursday, I believe, in January, which is a regular meeting. Janine?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I think that it doesn't have a chance of being addressed, and we've got a better chance in January. But then we have a new, well, we would still have the same directors, right?
Oh. Yeah, because the directors are... Hold on, please. The new directors, I believe, are seated in February, except for the affiliates director. Am I right, William?
I think it's the last meeting in January. Late in January, directors are seated.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're correct on that.
So there would be one more meeting in between?
Right. So there'll be the last meeting in January will probably be, unless there's special meetings called, the last meeting in January will probably be the last meeting of the current directors, which will be the first Thursday in January. We could send that to be put on the agenda. But again, I just want to warn you that if it's dilatory, if it's the same motion, and if it's not changed significantly, the chair has a discretion of ruling it out of order as dilatory, because it was heard before.
Lawrence.
Yeah, who's that?
This is Susie.
Susie Moreno, go ahead, Susie.
Yeah. Help me understand this. So we cannot, you're saying that we cannot put this motion through again because it more than likely it will be considered out of order.
Well, you could submit it to be reconsidered, right? Because then it's the same motion, and what you're asking for is reconsideration.
Right. It's the same motion, but we were given instructions where to find the information. We went to that to look for the items that we requested. They're not there. So they need to respond to us because they gave us instructions. We did what they asked us to. There's nothing there.
Okay, I could take those as talking points when I motivate the motion.
So their response to our motion was they need to have some accountability, you know, because they asked us to do this, we did it, it's not there. We still need these answers.
Okay.
Can the public be heard?
Not yet, Bella. I will go to the public soon. I would like Janine to read the motion. Janine, do you feel comfortable reading the motion as you restated it?
Well, I haven't restated it, but if you're looking at the motion, what I'm thinking is just a second whereas. But I would need to listen exactly to what was told to you at the PNB in order to add a second whereas, because the second whereas would be the specified documents.
Instructions to retrieve the data.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And you can mention maybe one.
Yeah, I mean, so I'd be looking for suggestions to that because I'm just not coming up with anything. But,
You want to hold off on this motion to you listen
no,
to
I,
all
No, I don't want to. I'm actually looking for the committee to help me out here. I'm just like my brain, you know, motion where it says, whereas it can be useful to review the promises and perspectives of election candidates seeking positions of trust. That's just an odd. I think what we did is we modified another motion, and that's why that's there.
Can the public be heard?
Let me just state one thing, Bella. I guess the next sentence would be, and I don't know. Yeah, I'm just looking for a sentence there. Thank you.
Okay, I may have the sentence, but I'm going to go to the committee to see if there's any input, and then I will go to the public, Bella. Hold on. Does the committee have any input in regards to adding another whereas? I think I have the whereas, but I'd like to hear from the committee. Who's that?
I don't know, Susie. I don't know. I'm not really very good at this, but I just go by reason, I guess. I would say, whereas we were instructed to find the question list, whatever we had, whereas we were instructed to look for the answer to our motion at blah, blah, blah. And
okay, that's
all of it. Is not documented. Therefore, we are sending our motion, or therefore, just read the motion again and reword it a little bit, but it's the same motion. But I think it's important for us to say that we were instructed to do this, we did this, and there's nothing there.
Okay, so
therefore we still need this information.
Okay, so let me see if I could align myself with you, Susie. So what I had in mind was stating that whereas the PNV Elections Committee Chair and the committee was directed to look on the two links that I mentioned earlier. I don't want to say it, because
right.
Is it Pacifica.elections.org? Or elections.pacifica.org. Which one is it, Bella?
Elections.pacifica.org.
Elections.pacifica.org and KPFTX archives. KPFTX.org and the archives. And the committee secretary and committee members search for the requested data, and it was not there. We move that this motion be reconsidered at the first regular meeting in January, first regular PNB meeting in January. I don't know if that helps you, Jimmy, but that's my brain fart. Excuse the expression. Does that make any sense, Jimmy?
Yeah, it does. So right now, I've got, whereas the PNB Elections Committee Chair and Committee was directed to look in KPFTX archives and or
elections.pacifica.
Org. For their requested election documents. I mean, we've got to kind of...
Election information. Maybe you should just say
election information. Okay.
And none
the committee
was found.
Members, secretaries looked and could not locate.
And nothing was found. Just, you know, put it plain English, nothing was found.
Yeah.
Information wasn't found.
Okay. We moved that this previous motion be reconsidered at the first possible PNB meeting in January 20.
No, just say the regular PNB meeting scheduled on the first Thursday of January. Because that's already scheduled. That's scheduled for the whole year. That would be my suggestion.
PNB meeting in...
First regular PNB meeting in January. First regular PNB meeting in January, which would be the first Thursday of the month.
Okay, great. And then
okay.
If we just keep this other whereas in here, whereas it can be useful to review the promises and perspectives of election candidates seeking positions of trust.
That's fine. Hold on, Bella. 1 second, please. I'm still doing committee business. Is there anybody else on the committee that wants to chime in on this? Okay, hearing none. I have Bella from the public on the stack. Anyone else from the public? Okay, Bella.
Yes, I suggest that we need to strike that out completely, Jeanine. Strike it out. If I may speak, please. The whereas she has already read twice
okay.
regarding pointing to the the nature of goodwill, blah, 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 blah. That should be taken out. That is just completely unnecessary. But I appreciate Susie's input, because when everything else fails, logic needs to guide you. And they have directed this body to the information at two locations that are not providing specific information. And you have to be careful when you say election information. There's tons of election information at elections.pacifica.org.
So what would you suggest, Bella? What would you suggest?
Non-germane to our specific request. So we have to be very careful. We cannot white stroke election information. That's not yet.
So what would you suggest, Bella?
Janine has the language. We have specificity. We have specificity that has been requested and has not been provided. I don't need to go through the laundry list.
I'm not asking you for the laundry list. I'm just asking you.
The secretary has the information.
Bella, let me finish because you're being somewhat vague. Let me finish.
But I have the floor, Mr. Chair. I have the floor. And you can speak whenever you want.
Don't be vague. Be clear, please.
She has all the key bullets that we have requested on the motion. We are referring to the items we have requested on the motion. This is what we are asking for reconsideration. We move for this motion to be reconsidered for this reason. For the reason that we have not been able to locate and receive the information requested.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public want to be heard? Okay, Janine, what do you have in front of you now?
Well, so if we did change the whereas from the previous motion to something that is a little more concrete, we could say that we move that this restated motion be reconsidered at the first regular P&B. So, I mean, but I would need something clearer for the first whereas, if we felt strongly about restating that.
We just went over that.
Bella, please, you have not been called on.
Mr. Chair, just one moment. Mr. Chair, please, can I finish up? I think that if we wait until January, it will be too late for this. So I am against going for the first January, first Thursday of the month. I believe that we should push it for now in December.
Yes.
Okay, so just to remind you that the December 16th meeting is a special meeting that was called to address three agenda items. And I told you what those agenda items were.
Yeah, you read them. You read them to us,
Hold on, please. Hold on. So in order to add something onto the agenda that may be dilatory, it's going to require two-thirds vote because it's a special meeting. So
that's okay. So we need it on record.
Bella, we cannot talk at the same time. So I don't have a problem doing what the committee's rule is. Okay? I don't have a problem with that. If that means that we get it on the record, fine. When submitting it to the secretary, the chair has to be informed as well. And the chair may decide, to reject, putting this on the agenda because, it is dilatory, but again, reconsideration is an easier lift, and whether it's put on the agenda or not, I will try to get it on the record. That's all.
Let the PMB chair reject it so it goes on record.
That's what I just said.
Good.
I really I'm torn, and so I'm wondering if we can get the committee members to weigh in on it, whether it should be brought up at this meeting or...
Okay,
because
I'll do that.
I would, either way, I would be emailing it to the chair of the PND, right? I would be doing that right away. But it's whether we are asking it for it to be put on the agenda.
Okay, so I already stated what I needed to state. Does the other committee members want to chime in on in regards to the question that Janine just asked?
This is William. I'm not sure I understand what the question is.
William, this is Janine. I'm curious of your opinion on whether this should be brought up at the next PNB, whether we should try to get this on the next PNB meeting, which is this Thursday, which is a special meeting, or should we ask that it be reconsidered at the first meeting in January?
Oh, I think Lawrence probably has the best opinion on that. And he thinks, it sounds like, Lawrence, that you think not this special meeting, but later.
Do you hear me?
Now I do. I hear you.
Okay, because for some reason somebody just spoke over me, and I thought I was muted for some reason. In any event, I already stated the realities of the process. Now, again... I'm just one person, and I'm just telling you that to put something on a special meeting agenda that was not agendized when the meeting was called requires a two-thirds vote. And it's even difficult to get a majority vote for any of our motions, right? Now, that doesn't mean that the record shouldn't reflect the actions that the PNB is going to take in regards to whether rejecting putting something on the agenda that's important like this or not. But I just want to mention the realities. And again, I want to mention that, you know, it's okay to get something on the record, but it's also not okay for me to, not that it matters, but I'm a person that likes to verify and confirm. And I'm a person that does not like to lose credibility because I think credibility for all of us in the movement is moral authority. And if we're not going to have some sort of moral authority and credibility in the movement or in anything that we do in the movement, then just to be dilatory is not sufficient for me. So, but again, if the committee instructs me, I will follow the will of the committee. So did you guys hear me this time?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, so Janine is requesting input from the committee. Does anybody else on the committee want to be heard on this?
Susie?
Go ahead, Susie.
I understand what you say, but I think it needs to be brought up as soon as possible. And I would say at the special meeting. It's an election, and if our elections aren't carried out in a just manner, then the whole system, the whole process is messed up.
Okay, thank you, Susie.
I'm just very upset.
I get you, Susie. Anyone else on the committee, I'd like to maybe hear from the directors. Vanessa, you want to be heard on this?
No, Lawrence, but thank you.
You're welcome. Susan, do you want to be heard on this? Susan, are you still with us? Yeah, I can hear you, Susan. We can hear you, Susan. Try to unmute again. I'll come back to you, Susan. William, do you want to be heard on this?
No, I don't think I have anything more to say.
I can't tell when I'm on mute.
Okay, you're not muted. Go ahead, Susan.
I'm sorry that I can't tell when I'm on mute. So, on the one hand, I think getting it before the committee as soon as possible is great. But on the other hand, I respect what you're saying, Lawrence. There's no point in beating our heads against the wall. But is there a possibility of doing it both? And are we going to vote on this? Because we could just get, you know, quickly take a vote. Should we do it now or should we do it later and be done with it?
We'll take a vote after we hear from the public. I just wanted to hear from the committee members first.
Okay. I will probably go with your recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the committee want to be heard before I go to the public? Okay. So I did hear Susie, someone make a motion, Susie Moreno, someone make a motion that we put it in front of the PNB at the special meeting. So if that's the role of the committee, I will carry that out. I will not be voting on this concern because I'm somewhat conflicted, but I understand that that's what the committee wants to do. I'll go to the public. Anyone from the public want to be heard on this?
Bella.
Nancy. Who's that? I haven't heard from Sue Corn Johnson yet, Bella. So I'm gonna go to her. And then Bella and who else? And Nancy Savannah Tommy? Okay. And Nancy, yes. Anyone else?
Bella.
All right, I got you, Bella. You're after Sue Corn Johnson. Go ahead, Sue. I hope I got your name right.
Yeah, thank you. I just feel like it's going to be a whole new world in January and they'll all be trying to get their footing and everything, and they won't be able to take this in. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. I mean, Sue Corn Johnson. Bella?
Right.
I would like Nancy to go before me, please.
Okay. Nancy, you okay with that?
Yes. There's a meeting tomorrow, which is an emergency meeting. And if you put it in and try it to, you know, give it to the secretary tonight, and if
there's
the
no emergency
PNB
meeting tomorrow, Nancy. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Oh,
and
the
special meeting was canceled. The special meeting was canceled.
Oh, it was. Oh, okay. Thank you. I did not know. And there's no mention of the paper ballots, which, you know, we don't know anything about and never shown, never publicly witnessed. And I think the most horrible thing is those carts were not played. Or were they played? You know, all I know is that Washington felt very comfortable. Their one-minute carts were played. The other stations were, like, cut. And I am not sure if KPFK had a fair playing of their carts at all. I mean, I just don't know. These carts, those are so important because that's, like, the only chance for most people to hear it, the content. Thank you.
Please start.
Okay, Sue, you be at Sue Corn Johnson, you be at the Bella. Bella, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Yes. I fully agree. We have a new flock of people coming in January. The last thing that they're going to be wanting to deal with, you know, we have to be cognizant of the political terrain that we are moving into and are in. And if we do not get this in as soon as possible, we will, in fact, render ourselves useless and worthless with any report that we put out, because this committee has been completely ignored by this PNB. So my position is that we get it in as soon as possible. If they want to say no, we will not consider it for the agenda. Let that go on the record. But the secretary and everybody has to be notified as soon as possible. I'm also very concerned that Nancy just said, Nancy just said that the cards that KPFK, no, cards were not played and favoritism was rendered to one or two people. That's the reality. And then another issue is that I myself and others at KPFK, we incurred expenses, extraneous expenses to send out email blasts because the radio station that we are members to and elect and candidates on refuse to promote anything about the candidates. And that is our reality, the serious reality, that we incurred extra costs and still, even through a town hall on November 20th, I had to pay the cost for that. Okay? And I'm demanding reimbursement. This cannot be tolerated anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe Sue Cohen Johnson wanted to be heard again. Sue Cohen Johnson?
As far as I did not hear the cart of the promo of any candidate on KPFK played. I did not hear the promo of any candidate for KPFK LSB played on KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to be heard that hasn't spoken? Okay, let me just take Nancy's point real quick, and it's hard to quantify something that's not there. I did not hear one card from any candidate at KPFK played on the air. What I did hear was the info cards from the National Election Supervisor over and over again. But I did not hear any candidate cards on KPFK when I was listening. And I listened, you know, as much as I could. So that's just to, you know, align myself with what Bella just said. And you know, that's a very serious concern. So I believe that's going to be addressed in the motion. So from what I hear from the public committee, is that the public thinks that that the first week in January, which will still be the same PNB, is too late to wait for this motion to be put forth to the PNB. So I guess what we have left is a motion to be put forth to the PNB, and it has to be sent to the secretary tonight for reconsideration. And I believe that Alice Steinberg, being the process fellow that he is, will probably rule this out of order, but I don't think he'll rule it out of order in email. And if he does, then I will challenge that. So at the PNB meeting.
Chair?
So that's where we're at now. Hold on. Is that a member of the public?
Yes.
Go ahead, quickly, Nancy.
Yes, I just checked the calendar, and there is a meeting still for the 9th. That's like day after tomorrow, but there's no meeting on the 16th. I mean, what is the real thing?
Well, the real thing, as far as I know, is that there is a meeting on the 16th to address three agenda items.
Brilliant.
I consulted with the person that moved for the three directors, as I was one for the special meeting. And I was told that they sent an email to the secretary requesting that the meeting, the emergency meeting be canceled. So I have not been on KPFT yet today. I've been working all day, so I have not seen anything. But I will try to follow up and get that corrected.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Hold on, Bella. I thought I heard William. William, did I hear you?
No, okay, I didn't try to say anything. Thank you.
Okay, I'm hearing things. All right. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. If you go to kpftx.org, to the archive, to the most recent special PNB meeting, you will clearly hear the vote regarding the 16th for December to specifically also vote on the four bylaws amendment, and as well for a program committee motion to be reconsidered, and of course to accept resumes and paperwork from affiliate candidates. So that's what's on tab. So I see no reason why we should not push this forward in the right perspective. And then if it falls, then we push it forward for the next one. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Exactly.
Okay. Janine, with a point of information.
Go ahead, Janine.
Okay. I am not seeing any PNB meeting for the month of December besides the one on the 9th.
Okay, so that is obviously erroneous, and you could communicate with the secretary because you know as well as I do. I will communicate because from what I understand, I was one of the directors, as well as Dwayne Lott from KPFT, that called for the emergency meeting in regard to the two motions from the programming committee. And that was it was decided to cancel that meeting. So. And then, as Bella stated, in the archives, you could hear the vote, which I objected to, the vote to hold the December 16th meeting on December 16th for those three agenda items that Bella just mentioned.
As the 16th.
Right, 16th. That's why I said 16th. I'm from Brooklyn, so it sounds like the 15th, but it's the 16th. So that's what I understand, Janine, but I would clarify that for sure, and you're more than welcome to do it before I do, if let's see who gets to Paulina before you do. But so anyway, let me go back to what's in front of the committee. What's in front of the committee, the public has provided input, urging that the committee move ahead and try to schedule the reconsideration of this motion at the special meeting on the 16th.
Chair, can public say one more thing?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead quickly, because I want to go to a vote because we have a time certain.
Yes, go ahead, Nancy. I understand. This is the first election where the complaints that people would send in about the election have not been publicly published or posted, so it's all in the hands of the NES, and I think that's wrong. and is the NES going to give them to the IED? I mean, are they just going to stay forever secret? This is a really weird election, and that means we cannot reform or make repair. We don't have the complaints. We're not allowed to see them.
Okay, thank you. Janine, is there anything you want to say before the vote? Any committee member want to say anything before the vote?
Well, I'd like to extend for 5 minutes before the vote and to also decide on our next meeting.
Okay.
But can we do that?
Well, no, let me do that first. Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, I hear none. Go ahead, Janine.
I'm so sorry, but I'm extremely confused. So if there's two emergency meetings, one is on the 9th, which is this Thursday, and the other one is on the 16th, we have two emergency meetings that we could get this in on. Am I right?
No, there's no emergency meeting on the 9th, Jimmy. It just hasn't been posted yet. There's no emergency meeting on the 9th.
All right.
There is a meeting that's archived for December 16th.
Okay, so this is a yes or no vote to include this vote that we're having, because there's two votes then. One has to be on this motion. I just sent it to everyone, but it's a yes or no vote to request it to be on the 16th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
I know.
All right. You're not voting. It's not confusing. It's what you want. Janine, please take it away.
Okay. So yes or no to the 16th. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Susan De Silva?
Yes.
William Hairwagon? Thank you, Susan.
A pass.
Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes, you said, are you passing or?
I'm last. Please take me last.
Oh, boy. I am.
You forgot Vanessa. You forgot Vanessa.
I know. I'm doing me, Janine Roan. I'm a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I was trying to ask. I see the email that you sent. I'm not. I just want to know what I'm voting on.
It's whether this motion will be put for the PNB on the 16th, whether we'll request for them to reconsider it on the 16th or wait until January.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, Lauren?
No, you got to go to William. Please take me last. I said, yeah.
William?
William, no, you're up.
This is William. I don't know how to vote on this. I'm going to say yes.
Good. Okay, Lauren?
Yes. I told you I was not going to vote for it. I think we need to put something in front of the committee.
Janine, may I change my vote, please, to yes?
Okay, I'll change mine, too.
So okay, it sounds like it's anonymous.
Now we're voting on the actual wording that I put.
Hold on, Janine. Janine, so that was unanimous vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Janine.
Okay, so now we're just voting on the wording that I sent to, unless we don't have to, but the first whereas that I have, which says, whereas the PNB Elections Committee Chair and the committee was directed to look in KPFCX archives, and or electionpacifica.org for their election information. I'm going to say requested election information. And the committee members and secretary looked in both locations and was unable to find the requested information. We move that this motion be reconsidered at the first regular, or at, and this would say the 16th, at the next PNB meeting on the 16th. I have in parentheses reformatted for clarity because I think that it might make it easier for them to absorb with the ones, you know, with everything partitioned out. So do we take a vote on that?
It's a special meeting, Janine. You got to put special meeting.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Can I take a roll on that, Janine, please?
Okay. Do we want to extend for 5 minutes to this vote?
Yeah, go ahead. It's time for 5 minutes to vote. Before we go to that motion, anybody from the public want to be heard briefly on this motion?
Bella.
Okay. Go ahead, Bella, quickly, please.
Yes. Can you please make sure that special meeting is specified now before the vote?
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Anyone else from the public want to be heard before we go to a vote? I'm just trying to remain consistent. All right, Janine, so just specify special meeting, please, in that motion. You read it for the string, please?
Considered at the next PNB meeting, and then I have in parentheses special meeting
Not next PNB meeting, at the special PNB meeting.
Okay.
Please read the motion for the stream as
amended.
As not amended, but as clarified.
Wow.
Okay, whereas the PNB Elections Committee Chair and Committee was directed to look at KPFTX archives and or electionpacifica.org for their election information, and the committee members and secretary looked in both locations and was unable to find the requested information, we move that this motion be reconsidered at the special PNB meeting on 12/16/21. And then I have in parentheses reformatted for clarity.
Okay.
Okay. Susan Da Silva.
Yes.
Thank you. William Hairwagon.
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Yes.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I will send that tomorrow. For tonight.
Okay. It's a unanimous vote of the committee members present. And I will emphasize that.
Okay.
Okay. There was an extension. We have 2 minutes left on the extension. Anybody from the committee want to be heard as we go away for the night? Okay.
Well, point of information.
Next meeting.
Oh, next meeting. Thank you, Janine. Thank you. So I think, are there any suggestions for the next meeting? Please do not make it during these holidays or a day before, 2 days before, because I'm not going to be around.
Janine, Good,
Janine.
They're outside of the weekend. Next, I think after the 16th would be the best time once we know how this goes. We could meet on Friday the 17th briefly, just so that we understand any action items, because there's not really a lot of time the week of the 24th besides the 21st.
I'm not available on the 17th. I'll be in Lone Pine in Mount Whitney, and it's very spotty. Internet access there. I've already been there, so.
Can I propose 21st at the same time as tonight?
And the 21st is what day, Janine?
It's Tuesday, so it's 2 weeks from now, and it would be 5 days after the PNB votes on this, or doesn't.
Okay. Hold on, Sue Cohen Johnson. We'll go to public first. Go ahead, Sue Cohen Johnson, quickly, please.
And Bella,
do you have an agenda for that meeting? Do you have anything pending, or?
We will have an agenda. We don't put the agenda out at the time that we're scheduled in a meeting, the next meeting. So we will have an agenda.
Do you anticipate any business?
Yeah, we anticipate business, of course, so we won't be calling the next meeting. One of the things we have to do is address what actions the PNB takes in regards to the motion. That's one thing. Go ahead, Bella.
The business, of course, would be action after the PNB vote or rejection, et cetera. But also, we need to draft our report. We need to be formulating our final report. That's critical.
Right. That's something for the committee members to consider putting on the agenda as well. Janine, I would suggest and hope that you would put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay. I would also love if anyone wants to any volunteers to help me out would be great. Thank you.
Bella will volunteer. Nancy may volunteer. Sue may volunteer. Whatever needs you have you.
Okay, so do that offline and get with Janine offline, please. Appreciate you volunteering.
I want to thank Bruce Grief for helping last week, and I don't want to ask too much of him. So, yeah, if we can... I will email the task force, and maybe there's something over the weekend that we can do to divide up the work. Thank you.
And invite him to the next meeting too, Janine, please. Okay. So we are done with the business of the PNB Elections Committee. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
What time do we meet? What time do we meet, Mr. Chair?
I believe it's the 21st at what time, Janine? Is it 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, or you want to make it earlier?
I actually have it at 9:30, but I could make it 8:30 Eastern.
Yeah, that would be better because everybody's clock is sort of set to attend meetings at that time, so that'll be good. All right, so there was a motion to adjourn. Any objections? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, beautiful people. Have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, everybody.